every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 33rd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, we're glad you're back with us. What was going on at your house last week? Pretty interesting stuff, I think.
My house is almost 250 years old, and it had begun sinking into the earth, or not begun. It had probably been happening since before I was born, but we had our foundation rebuilt for the back half of our house, and that's very expensive and very time-consuming.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you got that done, and now it's good for another 200 years or so, and we can go on from there. So that was the news in the Chris Teague house. There's a lot of automotive news to talk about this week, too. This is an interesting story. NVIDIA has just made one of the most interesting and maybe the creepiest car announcements I've ever seen. At least I think it's creepy. I'm curious as to your take on that coming up, Chris, but we'll talk about that. There's a new tariff deal with South Korea, so if you're considering a Korean brand vehicle, you might be in for good news. Speaking of good news from Korea, Kia has announced that it will be offering $10,000 off on any EV in its lineup. That's symptomatic of something else, I think. If you want one, it could be your lucky day. On the other hand, it's not just your lucky day for the BMW Z4. It's about to sing its swan song with a final edition set to go into production right after the first of the year. Chris, I hate to see a roadster bite the dust. How about you?
I do too, but I'll be excited to see what they come out with next. BMW's not one to let that segment go empty for very long.
I hope there are more roadsters coming. It just seems like they're vanishing and they're not being replaced. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, IanLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country where it snowed 8 inches last night. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how you can save some money on your car. Chris, what is your test vehicle this week?
I spent the week driving the recently redesigned 2026 Honda Passport Trail Sport, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
I look forward to hearing that. My test vehicle is the 2025 BMW M340i. Boy, I love this car. A little hint. We have a great guest. Tom Kearns is the designer of the 2027 Kia Telluride. I caught up with him for an exclusive interview at the Los Angeles Auto Show, so stay with us for that and stay with us for the rest. We'll be right back right here.
Stay cozy, stay home, and still save big online during Lowe's December Deal Drops. Right now, get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December Deal Drops on Lowe's.com every week. Lowe's, we help, you save. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G 5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge, tax, due, and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rights reserved.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Keegan. We're so glad Chris is back with us this week. It's Jack Nerad with you. It is news time, and this is a story that I'm really curious about Chris's reaction to. I think it's in some ways a little creepy, but NVIDIA, of course, the chip maker and software designer, and I think it's the largest company in the world by capitalization these days, could be. It's taking a major step towards safer self-driving systems with the release of what it calls a new open source software that can explain how an autonomous vehicle thinks. So I think that's interesting. For one thing, vehicles don't think. They might simulate thinking, but I don't believe they really think. This is called Alpamayo R1, named after, I think, a Peruvian mountain or something like that. It lets vehicles describe what they see and why they choose certain actions, why they choose to do certain things. This will give developers of these systems a clear view into how these systems make their own decisions. What's your take on this, Chris? Is it creepy as I think?
I mean, it's creepy, but if you peel back the hood on a lot of AI models, they're thinking, quote unquote, thinking in sort of the same way here. They're just not telling you what they're doing while they're doing it. But I can see this being a big thing for automakers, right? Because NVIDIA is not an automaker. It's a third-party company providing this software technology to an automaker. So having the ability to understand, you know, the decision-making process, probably a great thing for their engineers. But for the layperson, it's probably going to sound pretty creepy.
Yeah, I mean, it's open source too, which I find interesting. So essentially, they're kind of giving it out there. I think there's some advantages to NVIDIA in companies using this open source. Certainly, there is for a lot of open source stuff. But there's the thing gives a natural language explanation of what sensors are detecting in a vehicle, and then it tells how it's responding to those. I think that's kind of interesting. I mean, like, let's give an example. If it spots a bike lane, it will acknowledge that it's seeing a bike lane, adjust the course of the vehicle, and tell the developers why it's doing what it's doing. I guess that's good.
Yeah. I've latched onto the open source part of this, I think, more than the actual verbalizing of the decision. I think, you know, every automaker has their own proprietary software. They're trying to develop these AI driving tools. I think the more consistency we have across the industry, the better. And I think giving the access to people kind of increases that visibility and makes it more standard across the industry. So I'm all for that part of it.
Yeah, I think that is cool. So we'll see how that unfolds. But man, cool stuff, interesting stuff, AI. Wow. Well, the United States has lowered tariffs on South Korean goods. I think that's good news for anybody who's looking at a Korean car going forward. This was confirmed recently, and it is backdated to November 1st. This includes automobiles. The tariff goes to 15%. I think it was 25%, so that's a pretty serious reduction. There was a big investment, or the pledge of an investment, of $350 billion in U.S. investments across various industries by Korea that kind of influenced this whole change. I think they bought the tariff down is a way to look at it. I guess that's overall good news, at least going down from 25 to 15% seems like a good thing to me. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great thing for Hyundai and Kia, right? I mean, they were on a sales streak, and these tariffs are not going to help them sell any cars. So this is definitely a step in the right direction for them. I hate that we kind of have to get into this situation where we're buying our way out of tariffs, but it is what it is at this point.
Yeah, I mean, if it brings more investment in the United States and the United States industries, I think that's probably a good thing. I mean, we certainly want Americans to work here in America, so I think that's cool. Here's this is not only a big story in and of itself, but I think it's symptomatic of something even beyond that. Kia is offering $10,000 on every one of its EVs, every one in its lineup. This comes after the company is looking to, we've lost the $7,500 tax credit. So Kia is offering this, and they're offering incentives on top of this. I think what we saw in terms of sales was that EV sales were down significantly in November, not a surprise. And I think going forward, I'm worried about EV sales cratering here, Chris. I mean, and I think a lot of companies with a lot of EV inventory and a lot of investment in EV are worried about that too. And this is maybe the first salvo in that.
Yeah, you know, I think we talked about maybe there being a dip after the tax credits went away, and there was. But this is, Kia's stepping up to the plate like Ford and a couple of others have done by adding discounts that kind of make up for the loss of the tax credits to try to keep these things going. I don't know if this is going to be a situation where Kia or anybody else can ever sell EVs at full bore pricing anymore. I mean, I think that, yeah. The market just isn't there, and everybody's slowing down on their spending. So I can see this being kind of a measure to clear out some of that inventory, like you mentioned.
Yeah. Well, there's thoughts of people stopping their spending. At the same time, I think Christmas spending is way up, so we'll have to see. I think people are a little more pessimistic than their spending is indicating, but that's a whole different thing. Niro EV, the EV6, and the three-row EV9 are included among this. These are big cuts, too, 18 to 24% off sticker prices. I mean, that's almost unheard of in the car industry to cut sticker, number one, to cut sticker prices, period, but to cut sticker prices by that amount or to offer that kind of discount, I mean, that's gigantic.
And on the EV9, which is just a year old at this point in time, it's not even, it hasn't been around languishing for years. I hope they're able to pull it out. I like all the Kia EVs. I think they're great, solid vehicles, decent prices, good features. So if they can't sell them at MSRP, I don't know who can.
Yeah, I think it's going to be difficult going forward. We've talked about the value story for EVs several times on the show, and it's a tough one to justify for a lot of people, I think. Here's something that is kind of sad for me because I love roadsters. You know, I've got a 62 Corvette, which is, of course, a roadster, and it's a two-top vehicle, actually. And here's another two-seater, and this one's going away, at least for the time being, the BMW Z4. They're going to have a final edition of this vehicle that's going to be produced starting in February and I think through April of next year. Limited production, of course. These things always seem to be limited production. It's going to be the M40i model, and it's going to be a cool model. I mean, it's going to be fully equipped. You can get a 6-speed manual or 8-speed Steptronic automatic. $77,500 is the price. How do you feel about all this?
As we said earlier in the show, I think it's a bummer to see a roadster leaving the market. I mean, but if you take all the elements into consideration, $77,000, only two seats, it's not going to be practical for a lot of people unless they have the money to put on a fun car for the weekends, but I've always liked the Z4. I like the Z4-based Toyota Supra, which is also going away after this cycle. So, you know, I think it's a shame, but it's not all that surprising. But as I said earlier, I'm one that hopes BMW brings some Roadster back, whether that's electrified or what that looks like. But I hope they keep the shape in the lineup.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And I love them. I mean, nothing is more impractical or close to maybe a pogo stick. But a two-seat vehicle is just not very practical. I've had Miatas and, you know, I've had the Corvette forever. And very cool, but obviously you're limited in terms of what you can do and who you can take with you and all of that kind of stuff. This is going to have a bunch of good stuff, the Z4 Final Edition, and something to look for, I think, going forward.
I like that they've continued offering a manual transmission in the vehicle. It's a good manual, so happy to see that for the last year or two.
Yeah, very, very cool. Here's something that I found interesting, too, and your comments on this, Chris. It's SEMA and the performance racing industry are stepping up to protect racetracks, and I think racetracks across the country are somewhat threatened by a lot of things, nuisance lawsuits, all kinds of lawsuits. I think it's hard to build or hard to even maintain a racetrack. What's your kind of take on all of this?
Yeah, you've seen many, many, many drag strips. There's a couple of really historic drag strips here in Maine that have closed over the past 10, 15 years. So, I mean, I think anything that can be done to save some of these places or even build new ones, you know, kind of protect them from development and other things is a good thing for us as enthusiasts. I mean, it gives us a safe place to go and hoon our cars instead of on the street. And so I'm hopeful that it succeeds because it's something that we all need.
Yeah, absolutely. I am in favor of racetracks, and I've seen a bunch of big ones close out here in California, including Riverside and Ontario, and sad, sad days. And now Fontana closing as well. So remind us of the vehicle you'll be testing this week, Chris.
I drove the all-new 2026 Honda Passport Trail Sport.
And I was driving the BMW M340i. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Jackie Redd, back with you for road test time. And I'm really curious about the vehicle you were driving, Chris. I like these Hondas. Honda has been getting more off-road oriented, I think, with some of the stuff they're doing here. And you've had some snow, and not exactly off-road, but you probably can't see the road under the snow. Tell us about the vehicle you were driving.
Well, I will tell you before I get too deep into this review that this vehicle looks way more capable than it actually is. But that's not a bad thing. I mean, the styling here works for me. But the 2026 Passport has been redesigned. It's got a new body style. It keeps the same engine and powertrain, but it's got a lot of new features and other things. It starts at around $45,000, spans to $54,000. My Passport Trail Sport Elite, which is the next to highest trim, was around $53,000. So you got a decent price range, but it's pretty expensive starting at $45,000. Jack, have you driven the redesigned Passport? And if so, what did you think about it?
I have. I've mostly driven it on the street. I don't know that I've done any off-roading at all, or even like dirt road kind of driving. I mean, it's a little difficult for me where I'm situated, unless I make a big effort to go out to the desert or something like that. It struck me as a fine suburban vehicle.
Perfect. Yeah, so all Passport models come with a 3.5 liter V6. It makes 285 horsepower, 262 pound-feet of torque. You get a 10-speed automatic transmission, and all-wheel drive is standard. The 10-speed came, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. Honda upgraded from a 9-speed transmission. It's fine at higher speeds. The one thing that I found at lower speeds, and I've said this many, many times, is that it hunts for gears. So what you're going to find is that it's shifting a lot at lower speeds as you're driving through a parking lot or picking the kids up from school. And that's something that you notice while you're driving. It's not like rough or jostling. It's just you hear it and you can feel it. And some people don't love that. I didn't mind it so much, but it is something to be aware of. You do get a slightly lifted ride height with this vehicle over the standard Passport, and that's because you get all-terrain tires. And while that doesn't give you a lot of extra ground clearance to like go over rocks and bumps and things, what you get out of the all-terrain tires is more rubber and a better ride quality. So while I wouldn't take this like rock crawling, it does make going over like the broken pavement and the bumpy snowy roads a lot easier and a lot smoother. And then the all-terrain tires do a decent job at gripping, you know, snow and all those things too, although they're not three peak mountain snowflake rated, whatever the term for that is. Surprisingly stout handling out of this vehicle. I wouldn't call it a sports car or sporty by any means, but it's more controlled and tighter than the Honda Pilot, which is three rows over this one's two. It can tow up to 5,000 pounds, and the Trail Sport model gets around 18 mpg in the city. So not super great in the city, but it's not terrible either. And then the towing is pretty decent, although I think some competitors like the Toyota 4Runner can tow more in some situations. Inside, you get two rows with five seats. This is not a three-row like the Honda Pilot, as I mentioned. Cloth and leather seats come standard. My Trail Sport came with leather upholstery and heated and ventilated seats. Jack, what do you think of the new Passport interior over the old one?
I think they've done a nice job. I think Honda has really upped its interior game. I think they've kind of been forced to, and I like it. I mean, they're still very functional, you know, ergonomic, quote-unquote, but I think they work well.
Yeah, that's one of the things you get with a Honda is a nice interior, but it's designed for usability over, you know, visible or visual fanciness, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
The Trail Sport, the Passport, not just the Trail Sport. All Passports have several cup holders. You have two large cup holders in the center console. You have two in the door, large door storage pockets, a large center console storage. So plenty of interior places to put your junk in this vehicle. Even though you don't have the extra two rows or the extra row of seats, you do have a lot of storage. So you get a 12.3-inch touchscreen, a 10.2-inch digital gauge cluster, wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto with Google built in. Honda's infotainment Entertainment is easy enough to use. It's not super fancy looking. The Google built-in features are useful, so you can use Google Maps, some Google Play Store features, and everything works together really well. There's no clunkiness here. There's no hunting and pecking for the menu that you want, and it's got enough processing power that it's responsive, and it feels quick while you're driving, so again, you're not distracted by the screen while you're trying to navigate the roads. And with the Trail Sport, you also get a full suite of safety equipment. Honda Sensing comes standard, so you get forward collision warnings, automatic emergency braking, and then this vehicle also has blind spot monitoring with rear cross-traffic alerts. So, Jack, for my money, $53,000, $54,000 is I don't want to say it's a bargain. It doesn't feel super terrible compared to some of the other vehicles on sale today, but I'd probably opt for a non-Trail Sport trim to keep the price down a little bit.
Yeah, that makes sense. Question for you. Infotainment system. My sense is that not all of the Passports use the Google built-in system. Am I right?
I think you're probably right there. The lower trims have the smaller screen without Google built-in, so I should have noted that. Sorry about that.
Well, I think it's a fairly big thing for people to know, because if you're expecting Google built-in and you don't get it, you don't want to walk out the door with that. So. Yeah, but it's,
yeah, they do hold back the best stuff for the higher trims.
It's kind of funny to me that they do that, but that's how it goes. Still a nice vehicle, though, I think. So
I agree completely. The redesign did wonders for the styling, and the ride quality and everything are great for what it is. So
right. Well, here's a question I have for you, Chris. You know how you get into a car sometimes, it just feels right? You know, it just feels like you were made for it. The car was made for you. You were made for the car.
Yes.
I'll tell you, that's pretty much how I felt with the BMW M 340i. I mean, this car is just such a sweetheart. I mean, I think it looks great. I think inside it looks great. And then when you drive it, it's just really nice. It's at the, what I would call the upper midpoint of the 3 Series lineup here in the United States. I mean, I think it's a little broader. The lineup's broader overseas. That's a nice place to be. You don't get into M3 territory, and which is okay from your wallet standpoint, because those start around $80,000 or so, and then you can take them up, I think, close to $100,000. I would say this is kind of the sweet spot for this sedan. It's quicker than the base 330i, which is a very nice vehicle in and of itself, and largely more livable than the M3. Of course, priced livable as well, but maybe doesn't. It's not like the M3 beats you up, but I think this is a nice combination of safety and comfort and handling as well. It has latest software, has a bunch of safety features, although I'll talk about that a little bit. Cabin design is very, very nice. So, you know, the 3 Series is great. And then it has a turbocharged inline 6. I love the nice balance of an inline 6. And has mild hybrid tech. So, good standard equipment. The base Monroney for this vehicle is about close to $60,000, $59,600. And then it has a bunch of options, including the Driving Assistance Professional Package, which carries a lot of the ADAS, the Advanced Driving Assistance System, and a Parking Assistance Package, which I didn't need all that much. So $67,000 was the as-tested price. Not cheap, but... pretty roomy sedan here, I think it's classed as a midsize or maybe even a compact, but I think it's almost like a full-size sedan in terms of accommodations. As I mentioned, 3-liter turbocharged inline 6, 386 horsepower, 398 pound-feet of torque, and you get a lot of that torque, and then the hybrid system smooths over gear shifts, and so you get an extremely smooth ride with this 8-speed automatic along with the hybrid system that also helps fuel economy. 0 to 60 is about 4.5 seconds in this vehicle, and it's limited by the fact that this is a rear-wheel drive vehicle, and my test car was. You can also get all-wheel drive, and maybe you would like to if you were in Maine and dealing with snow. But rear drive is just perfect here in Southern California. And I think overall, this is a sweetheart. I mean, talk about your thoughts on this one, Chris.
I'm a big fan of the sort of mid-range M vehicles that don't go all the way to the full-fat M vehicles. You can't use all that performance on the road. I mean, you mentioned, 380-something horsepower?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of power. And a mid-4-second 0-60 time for what's probably $20,000 or $30,000 cheaper once you get done with options on the M car. It's a great thing. I like the latest 3-series styling too, so I'm a fan.
Yeah. Well, I think you summed it up really well. Good fuel economy here, helped by the mild hybrid. 29 miles per gallon for both the rear and all-wheel drive version, so that's good. Driving dynamics, they're just, I mean, BMW really knows how to do this. And the fact that this is a rear-drive sedan tuned by BMW, I mean, not much better than that. You really can't do much better than that. And as I said, the mild hybrid system fills the torque gaps. The stop-start operation is very smooth because of that, too. I think there's just a lot to like about this. So ride quality is very balanced. Like I say, rides well, but the handling is terrific. Steering direct. I mean, BMW just knows how to do this. I mean, they've got some kind of secret sauce. What's your take on that?
Yeah, even the regular 3 Series and 5 Series sedans drive, you know, they're sharp, they're tuned, they're comfortable, but they're also very fun to drive. That balance has been something that a lot of automakers can't nail. But as you said, BMW has pretty consistently nailed it with their sports sedans. And the fact that you can still get a rear drive sedan in 2026 should be applauded.
Right. Very roomy interior with great sports seats, you know, very comfortable seats. Rear seat space is very good. And there's 17 cubic feet of trunk space, which is a lot for a sedan. You're just not going to see that. 40-20-40 fold-down rear seats, so that's good. And then the entertainment system is good. The BMW operating system 8.5. 14.9-inch central touchscreen. You have this curved dash kind of thing that also incorporates digital instruments. So all in all, this is very good. You have to buy, a must buy is this professional feature that gives you additional things like adaptive cruise control. I mean, to me, I'm kind of hard-pressed to figure out why that's optional when so much stuff is included in this. But otherwise, I mean, there's just a ton of like about this vehicle. I just like it.
Yeah, some of those BMW options, they're very pricey and they're things that you would expect to be standard. But the car itself is fantastic, as you said.
Yeah. The driving assistance professional package is what I'm talking about. That includes traffic jam assist, lane centering, evasive steering assist, and lane change assist. And like I said, you should buy this. And it was in our test vehicle's price of $67,000. Not inexpensive, but heaven knows. If you're looking at this kind of car, you know, a luxury sedan, a five-passenger luxury sedan, this is absolutely one to look at. I just like this car a lot.
I agree.
And when we come back, we will have a special guest. Tom Kearns is the designer of the Kia Telluride, so we'll talk with him when we come back. Stay with us.
Kohl's Customer Appreciation Event is here, right in time for the gift exchange. Even though everyone pretends gifting isn't a competition, it kind of is. At Kohl's, save on gifts everyone will fight over. From sweaters and flannels to air fryers, toaster ovens, and more. Because deep down, the gift exchange isn't just about giving. It's also about winning. Shop Kohl's and save on top gifts now. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end December 14th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 50% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 40% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December Deal Drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to America on the Road. Jack Nierad with you. We've got a terrific guest for you here at the Los Angeles Auto Show. We're behind the scenes at the Kia booth, where Kia is creating huge amounts of excitement with an iconic vehicle, and we have the guy responsible for that. Tom Kearns is with us, ace Kia designer. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Nice talking with you.
You presented today about Telluride. Telluride is such a landmark vehicle for Kia, more than just an SUV, right? I mean, big time landmark vehicle. Talk about that a little bit before we talk about the new design.
Yeah, I mean, the original Telluride that we designed and the product that we brought to market was, I mean, it's been wildly successful, more so than we even expected. And it seems like it just hit a sweet spot in the marketplace and a design that resonated with consumers. You know, we wanted to get back to the a little more of the foundation of SUVs being, when we did it, we called it big, bold, and boxy. And so it seemed to have struck a chord, and we developed an all-new car, but we didn't want to walk too far away from that.
Yeah, which makes sense. And let's talk about that. One of the things interesting about original Telluride, too, I think, and its success, is there's a sister ship from Hyundai, very similar to the Palisade, and you kind of vaulted past the Palisade in a big way. I mean, your design became much more popular, I think, by all measures, than the Hyundai version, which is a very nice vehicle, still remains a very nice vehicle. But, you know, talk about that a little bit. What do you think was the home run about it?
Just my opinion. I think our design, it showed a lot of restraint. And what I mean by that is it wasn't trying too hard. And if you see a lot of, expensive luxury brands, they're very careful with their design, and they don't do anything that's too trendy or that's gonna look out of style next year. It's something that has a lasting value and has a timeless quality about it. And I think that's, in my opinion, the original Telluride. It was new, it was kind of big and brawny and looked good, but it also was very sophisticated. And it brought a lot of sort of upscale annotations to it, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think one of my definitions of a car that's going to be wildly successful is it looks more expensive than it is. Mm-hmm. And I think the Telluride was the absolute epitome of that. Yeah. It looked like a scale up. It looked like a premium vehicle, and yet at a popular price.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Nice success. Well, let's talk about redesigning something that was a landmark vehicle. I mean, Kia had to get more production and then more production, and this is a vehicle, I think, in its seventh year or something like that, is outselling the previous year, which outsold the previous year. Oh, yeah, that kind of never happens.
It never happens.
Yeah. Talk about that a little bit, because that's going to be very gratifying to you.
I mean, we had a mid-cycle enhancement, a little bit of a facelift. We changed the lights a little bit and the bumpers, but essentially it's been the same vehicle now for 6 or 7 years. And I mean, usually, you know, you plateau with sales after a year or two, and then it kind of, you know,
Tails off. You do a refresh and maybe you get a little boost. And
so to have this product year after year outsell the previous years,
pretty amazing.
Never happens.
Here's a question, and I kind of relate this to a rock and roll band recording in the studio and recording a hit. And I always wonder, do they know when they're recording it or when they're listening to it coming through the earphones again in the playback that they have a hit? Did you know you had a hit when you designed the first Telluride?
The first one, I felt confident about it. I felt good about it, but I never expected that it would take off like it did. And it's not to say that I didn't feel good about it. Like, I really felt confident, but the amount of success it
I
never would have predicted that.
So then that provides you with the background for doing a redesign, a complete redesign of this vehicle. It's got to be kind of daunting, right? Talk about
totally
that.
Is. Yeah. I'll stay in the rock band theme. It's like your sophomore album. You know,
right,
your first album was a huge hit. Okay, now you got to go. You have to make a new album,
right?
And to follow up, and it's not easy.
Yeah,
it's actually.
They say you have your whole life to do your first album, and then you have 6 months or a year to do your second. Right,
makes sense.
Yeah,
but now we're in a little bit different situation because
expectations are different.
The first one we kind of just. It didn't exist before that, so we just followed our gut and did what we think was right. But now, you're a little bit on the edge of your seat because you don't want to mess it up.
Right.
But you don't want to play it safe either. So it's a very challenging task to redesign something that's been successful.
Mm-hmm. Platform somewhat different, right? It's longer wheelbase, and then you went longer overall. Talk about that a little bit and what that does for you.
It's a little bit like 2 inches longer almost, and almost a 3-inch longer wheelbase. So I'm not an engineer, but they tell me it's going to help ride a bit better. But it also opens up ingress, egress, and
getting in and out.
Getting in and out, yes. And second, third row leg room as well. So that a little bit extra length is going to help in those areas.
Yeah, the second door, the door, passenger side, on both sides, the passenger door in the back can be longer, for instance, because
absolutely.
Of the longer wheelbase and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you use that as well. Interesting greenhouse to this vehicle. Mm-hmm. Walk me through that.
Well, it's got a very, I'll try to explain this to your audience.
And they'll be able to see some of this.
The C pillar, the D pillar,
right.
Which is the sail panel, farthest back sheet metal, body color sheet metal area. It's angled, but it's kind of thick. And it gives a substantial feel to the to the body side, in my opinion. And then on the body side, we've got these sort of, on the shoulder of the vehicle, these angular shapes, almost like the facets of a diamond on the front and rear wheel, which is something that I've never seen before being done on a body side. And those are very crisp and tight fillets and very faceted. But then they intersect the normal body, which is very soft and has a large volume. So it's really the opposites of those two shapes coming together, which we felt was going to give something fresh and something new to the customer.
Yeah, let's talk about the fenders and particularly around the wheels. You have what almost looks like a little latch or something like that. How would you describe that, and where did that come from?
Yeah, it's like it's a little mechanical detail, kind of rectangle shape, directly above each wheel on the wheel opening, wheel cladding. And that's where those angles I was talking about kind of come together, and they point to that. And it kind of makes for a foundation of where those angles come to. But it also just gives a little interest and a little mechanical precision feel to the body side that we felt gave it a little more strength and, and detail, I guess.
And maybe a little more jewelry, a little more, you know, interest.
Mechanical jewelry.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. Let's talk about the face. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are fall in love or out of love, depending on, you know, the different face of the vehicle. Yeah. It's got an interesting grill, and walk us through that.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, traditionally, for decades now, manufacturers have a grill, a center grill, that's sort of their icon of the front or their face of the front.
Yeah.
The grill shape sort of defines the brand and adds a face to the front. And then the lamps are separate. But, and that's how we went about the original Telluride. Mm-hmm. But with this new one, we've sort of taken a new approach. And the grill and the lamps, we've combined them together so that they're not separated. And also because of the way technology is moving, a radiator grill is not required on a lot of vehicles, when you, especially when you get into a hybrid or electric vehicle.
Right.
And the industry, we're sort of moving away from that, not just Kia, but as an industry. And lighting is what, you know, is the new identifier.
Mm-hmm.
When you, especially with daytime running lamps, they're on all the time. You see a vehicle coming the opposite direction toward you. Now it's lighting is the new signature for a brand compared to what used to be a grill.
And even kind of walk-up lighting, right? I mean, I think the Telluride does some interesting things as the driver walks up to us. Talk about that.
Yeah, so so we've got some very unique headlight daytime running lamps in amber, which we've carried over from the original Telluride, which were very popular. People really seem to love those. But then also, on the X Pro, we've got a lot of different lighting when the doors are open, when the lift gate is open, puddle lamps throughout around the entire vehicle. So if you're, let's say, tailgating or at a campsite or unloading from a vacation, everything's really well illuminated.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell us about X Pro. That's interesting in this vehicle. It's kind of your off-road.
Yeah, it's the most adventure-ish, rugged version of our new Telluride. It's got an increased ground clearance. I think it's over 9 inches, which is about an inch and a little bit more than the X Pro from the last generation.
Yeah.
So sits up higher. It's got knobby tires. It has integrated tow hooks, front and rear, right into the chassis and bumper system. So they're not.
Yeah, the integrated tow system in the rear is really cool.
Yeah, they're not just for styling. They actually actually work. So a lot of different.
And tow rating 5,000 pounds, I think.
I believe so. 5,000.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a little more rugged feel for the customer who wants, you know, something maybe not as luxurious, but a little more off-road, off-road feeling. Uh-huh.
Let's talk about inside, because it's a whole new interior as well. Start where you want to start.
Yeah, really a wide-looking wraparound instrument panel with the shape of the instrument panel actually going into the door, so it feels like it wraps around the whole, like 360 degrees. And really, especially the front passengers, sort of embracing them, if you will, which was really a new take on our interior.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got some premium, we've invested a lot in premium materials. We've got some engineered wood, and on the X Pro, an engineered carbon fiber look, which is sort of like a camouflage pattern, but it has a lot of depth and it has a really unique look. Hopefully you can check that out.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
And this vehicle comes to, on sale when?
Early next year.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
can't wait.
Either.
Yeah,
me
can't
either.
Wait to drive it as well. Now, thanks so much, Tom Kearns, for being with us. We appreciate it. And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jack Nierad back with you. It is our final segment. How have we gotten this far this fast, Chris? It's just crazy. It is listener question time. We love to answer questions for you based on our long experience providing car advice. That's something we do. Send your questions to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. Here, Chris, is a good question from Maureen, who lives, I think, fairly close to you in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. She asks this: we're coming to the end of the year, and I'm thinking of buying a new car. Should I buy it now in December, or should I wait until after the first of the year?
We have these questions, and it's always kind of a similar answer. I think if you're in a situation where you absolutely have to have a car, the end of the month is not a bad time to buy a car. I think that a lot of people think they're going to get, 50% off or whatever because dealers are, in a hurry to sell cars. That's not always the case, but you can often get a better deal by waiting until the end of the month. That said, nobody knows what's going to happen after the new year. So I think if you need a car and you can find a good deal now, just go ahead and buy it. I don't know that there's any reason that I would wait past the new year. Would you?
I don't think so. In fact, I talked to my friends at J.D. Power recently about this too, and they have new data that really indicates this is a really good time to buy a car, actually, December. December used to be a dead period. I remember when I was working for a car company 30 or 40 years ago, they didn't even advertise in December. But now this has become and I think Lexus kind of help drive this with their Red Bow campaigns in December to remember and all of that. But this is a pretty good time to buy a car, and I think a lot of people buy or lease a car as kind of a Christmas gift. So, interesting take.
Mm-hmm.
That wraps up our show for this week. My new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in both ebook and paperback form at Amazon. It's a great Christmas gift, speaking of that, and it is stupidly cheap right now, so look for that. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where and when you hear America on the Road. And of course, America on the Road is available as a podcast, right, Chris?
That's right. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple, Spotify, all the rest. Like us, leave us a review, download the show. All of those things help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
I'd also like to send you to our YouTube channel. Check that out. Please subscribe. We have a bunch of America on the Road videos, road tests, and we do some shorts now, so look for those on our YouTube channel. Our thanks to Mercury Insurance for sponsoring the show and to our Sports Byline Network radio stations for carrying it. We love terrestrial radio and AM radio for that matter. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. Please join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.